According to Jill Gonzalez, an analyst for the finance website WalletHub, the Federal Reserve's rate hikes will cost credit card users an extra $6 billion in interest this year alone. That means debt becomes more expensive when the Fed raises rates, making it harder to pay bills on time and threatens credit scores.
We're seeing things on credit reports that might have occurred around the Great Recession or maybe right after it starting to drop off of those reports, whether that's personal bankruptcies, which typically stay on a credit report for 10 years.
When everybody does better with their personal finances, the overall economy improves. Gonzalez says that's when the Federal Reserve makes the decision to increase rates. She says there are a few things the Fed looks at when deciding to raise or lower rates.
It mainly has to do with these unemployment rates. The second thing is that we were at zero after the recession. We had been at zero for almost a decade in terms of what the federal prime rate was.
WalletHub has done a survey to see how Americans react to the Fed's decisions.
We asked Americans, do you think the Federal Reserve system should stay in place? Do you think it should stay in place but need some work? Or do you think that we should get rid of it altogether? And 2/3 of Americans said that we should keep it. It does need some work. About 15% or so said that we should get rid of it altogether.
WalletHub also asked Americans if they think rate hikes are good for the economy. 1/3 are supportive, 1/3 said they didn't know, and 1/3 said it's bad for the economy.
And then we asked them if they think that rate hikes are good or bad for their personal wallet. The majority, almost 60%, that it was bad for the wallet, even if they might have said it was good for the economy. There's still underemployment. There are still wages that have been stagnant for a decade now, and I think that's where consumers are still hurting.
The Federal Reserve is planning on more raises in the future.
This is really the time to look at your finances and try to start setting aside money to pay down your debts more quickly, because those debts are actually going to be costing you more and more as these rate hikes continue.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.